Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. Well, joining us right now, from California IA, out there in the wacky world of whatever it is they're doing at the moment, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right. They have come out of the bar to celebrate your arrival. And there they go. Okay.
All
now,
right.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, as our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Joe Biden yesterday came out, the CDC came out, and confused people even more about the masks. Now, we're back to normal, sort of, kind of, as Joe Biden touted a new guidance on masks, but there's a catch to all of this. And here's 30 seconds of what he had to say when he paraded outside with his mask on, then took it off and walked around without it when he went back into the White House. So here we go.
Calling it a big announcement, the president welcomed new guidance that says you no longer need to wear a mask outdoors if you are fully vaccinated.
The bottom line is clear. If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors.
Mr. Biden cautioned that masks are still recommended for everyone at large outdoor venues such as concerts and sporting events, and he continued to urge Americans to get their shots. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the key thing there, Kyle, is they didn't say that we couldn't have sporting events and they couldn't be outdoors like the big football games that are coming up and, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe a baseball game?
Well, exactly right. So it would seem that you could go to these things, presumably, if you have a mask on, and it doesn't look like there would necessarily have to be other restrictions. I'm sure some of the stadiums will still have some sort of social distance requirements and so forth. But I guess, Captain, going back to the old Batman series in the 1960s, riddle me this, Batman. When is a vaccination not really a vaccination? Well, I guess when it has to do with COVID-19, that's the question that people are asking. They're asking, why is it that if I'm vaccinated, why do we still have to have a mask? Are you vaccinated or not? I mean, that's what people are asking.
Well, here's where the confusion started. Last week, the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, failed to give much hope for vaccinated Americans who seek a return to normalcy, outlined the new interim public health recommendations for
Yeah, immunize individuals this time around. Now, the fact of the matter is, we were at a point last week where, well, I don't know if we can do this and this and the other. But here's where we're at right now. Listen to these key points. Number one, visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. Number two, visit with unvaccinated people, including children, from a single household who are at low risk for severe COVID-19 disease indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. Number three, participate in outdoor activities and recreation without a mask except in certain crowded settings and venues. Number four, resume domestic travel and refrain from testing before or after travel or self-quarantine after travel. Number five, refrain from testing before leaving the United States for international travel unless required by the destination and refrain from self-quarantine after arriving back in the United States. Number six, refrain from testing following a known exposure if asymptomatic with some exceptions for specific settings. And number six, refrain from quarantine following a known exposure if asymptomatic. And finally, number seven, refrain from routine screening testing if asymptomatic or feasible. Now, those are the guidelines right there. Now, that is really interesting because it tells me what my doctor told me when I got my vaccination was you don't need to wear a mask anymore. You don't need to social distance. You're good to go.
Well, that's exactly right. And basically, though, you still have this notion that you would wear a mask in social situations and so forth as a signal to others to follow your lead, basically, I heard one official say. And this is, again, it goes against the whole idea of being vaccinated. What does it really mean? But also, Captain, for those who are holding out and not wanting to get the vaccine, the sort of mixed signals continues to send a weird message, and that is, if you get vaccinated, it won't really be like normal. I mean, they're trying to make it sound as normal as possible, but it doesn't necessarily mean that yet. Are they just waiting for more data to back it up, or do they still want to continue with the masks, basically?
Well, again, people that are vaccinated, in my opinion, based on what my doctor told me, do not need to wear masks. That's what I was told, and that's the way, in my opinion, things should be done, because I'm not the only one that's been told that by doctors. So there you go. All right, folks, hang on. Kyle, you hang on, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. And when we come back, we had an incident in the Persian Gulf yesterday. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Shots were fired across the bow of an IRGC vessel. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, as a matter of fact, I will take it away, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I got some really good news from Relief Factor yesterday, some people that sent some messages into Relief Factor thanking them for the product and that it was working very well for them, and they thank them for me talking about it on my radio show. So we appreciate you people doing what we ask you to do, because if you go and go to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, or go direct to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, you'll see the logo link there for the Relief Factor product itself, and then you can go there and look at the little tutorial, see what it's all about. And for $19.95, you start the 3-week quick start, and everything gets going. But because of the ingredients that are in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is a problem that a lot of people have, especially those with arthritis and bursitis and rheumatism. Now, it will lower or even eliminate the pain by going right straight to the source. That's what it does, and it's 100% drug-free, which is even better. Now, it'll support a healthy response to your development when it comes to the healing process, too. And again, all you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it all started. And by the way, it's also available by going to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Either way, you'll find it. All right, we've got Kyle Warren back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we've got Todd in Tampa who's been patiently holding on the line. So here we go, Todd in Tampa, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell the Einsteins in the White House, it's not good to raise taxes when you shut down half the country, okay? When people don't have any jobs and you're giving them $1,400 while you're making $400,000. Joe Biden, did you give your salary away like you asked Trump to give his away? Did you give your salary away? I still haven't heard you give your $400,000 away to good causes and charitable causes again, okay? Let me say something to my black friends. Dr. Martin Luther King, to paraphrase today's time and names, he said, free at last, free at last. I'm free from Dr. Fauci, who has no votes, telling me I can't go to work and put food on the table when he's controlled by the WHO and the Chinese government and Bill Gates. I'm tired of Joe Biden and the rest of these Democrats running my state in the ground. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your country. Everybody's a tough guy at the UFC. Everybody's a tough guy in Hollywood. But nobody's standing up for our Lord and Savior. Nobody's standing up for America and our first responders. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Well, that was well thought.
Well, yeah, Todd has a great point about the taxation, and of course at a time when so many businesses have just struggled to merely survive. And again, it just goes to show that when the Democrats try to get into power, they are more than willing to implement every single one of their policies, no matter what, and they don't care really what's going to happen to you. That's unfortunately the long and short.
All the big corporations and all the big individual moneymakers that they're going to tax and raise the rates on and all that sort of stuff, they don't care because they're just going to take that tax and pass it along with whatever they do to you, and you're all going to wind up paying more. They don't care.
Well, they don't, and what's going to happen? We were already seeing the manifestations of inflation already. What do you think that's going to do to things? It's going to be so hard, Captain, for a working family in this country to make ends meet, much less try to put some money away, or much less try to do anything other than to subsist. And the Democrat policies are going to exacerbate that.
All right, well, we got to step up to the plate here and talk about what happened yesterday in the Persian Gulf. Now, this is the second time in the month of April, we didn't hear about the first time, but the second time that we've had interaction with the IRGC boats, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And yesterday it resulted in warning shots being fired across the bow, several warning shots of the three IRGC gunboats that were harassing a U.S. Coast Guard cutter that was on patrol, and a U.S. Navy destroyer that wasn't very far away, who actually came to the aid of the Coast Guard cutter. Now, I think, Kyle, because they were outnumbered in the dark 3-1, I think those gunboats may have been thinking about going out and trying to get their hands on that Coast Guard cutter and the crew and taking them back to shore like they did that other vessel. Remember when they got those smaller Navy vessels, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, well, that was when they captured some of the sailors then, too, the Marines.
Yeah, I think they may have been trying to do that with the Coast Guard, and I'm just glad that they weren't out there by themselves, because had they been out there by themselves with that cutter, they were outnumbered 3-1, they would have been outmaneuvered, and who knows what we might have been talking about, because I'm looking at a picture of the Iranian gunboat cutting in front of the Coast Guard cutter in daylight. And the big gunboat in front of the Coast Guard cutter is a bigger vessel than our Coast Guard cutter, which is an ocean-going cutter probably around 300 feet or so long. This could have been interesting. But the thing of it is that was yesterday. But what we didn't hear about was earlier this month, there was another incident where we had Iranian gunboats come out and antagonize one of our Coast Guard cutters. It was the Monomy. The vessel had to come to an abrupt stop with its engine smoking and throw it in reverse before running into the other vessel that cut in front of it. It was doing very dangerous maneuvers. As a matter of fact, I think they called it unsafe maneuvers or something like that, right?
Yes, they called it unsafe and unprofessional.
Yeah, but this is not the first time this has happened. And, of course, back in 2017, the U.S. Navy recorded 14 instances of what it described as unsafe and unprofessional interactions with Iranian forces, 35 in 2016, 23 in 2015. So they've been getting a little bit less and less, but now they're picking up again probably because Joe Biden is the president. They had slowed down a little bit under the command of Donald Trump. They didn't know what to think about it, and they had backed off a little bit, causing the numbers to go way down.
Well, that's exactly right. I think they knew with President Trump that there would be some pretty swift consequences and that he would give the order without skipping a beat. President Biden, on the other hand, they want to go back to Iran. They want to get the Iranian nuclear deal started up again. God knows why, but this is what they want to do. I might add, too, I think with the incident you were just describing with the Monami, this went on for several hours, and they continue to try to warn off these Iranian gunboats. So they're playing for keeps, and they're trying to draw some kind of incident to capitalize upon. Yeah.
We cannot allow one of our Coast Guard cutters to be out there by its lonesome without having a Navy ship close by because of the fact they would try to do something like this, like what they did before, and that's just my opinion. Now, let's talk about John Kerry, because in my opinion, John Kerry, who's always been a little bit rogue, has really gone rogue. Now, why would a high-ranking American diplomat alert an Iranian government official about Israeli covert actions, Kyle?
Well, John Kerry's going to have to answer that, and I think he needs to and should answer that, come clean with the American people. But I think in the general context, I think they wanted to get the Iran deal done. They're willing to do virtually anything to curry favor. And again, God only knows why, but this is something that would be, it's just absolute, talk about unprofessional. That's what that is for sure.
Well, in a leaked recording between Mohammad Zarif and a political ally, the foreign minister revealed that John Kerry personally informed him that Israel was behind over 200 attacks on its military forces and proxies in Syria. Now, Zarif professed astonishment at Kerry's tip-off. No doubt the Israelis were astonished, too, at all of this, as well as all Americans who should feel the same way, because after years of unfounded accusations about Republican collusion with Russia, now we hear a prominent member of two Democratic administrations, the Obama and now the Biden, is sharing intelligence about our allies' covert operations with a regime that regularly holds Death to America rallies in its capital.
Well, again, you know, Kerry, by the way, continues to be part of this, you know, Washington elite that never seems to care really which administration might be in power or which party is on the rise or falling at that point. They have a particular worldview, and they're going to continue to pursue it regardless. That's a very, very scary thing, I think.
Well, the Biden administration needs to explain Kerry's actions immediately, especially while pursuing pointless negotiations with a puppet government in Tehran. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because I want to mention what could happen and what won't happen because of this. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. COVID cases continue to increase in India, which has recorded more than 300,000 new coronavirus cases for the sixth straight day. The U.S. and other countries have pledged assistance for the Indian medical system, which has been stretched to the brink of collapse in many cities. France, Germany, the U.K., and Saudi Arabia have pledged to send oxygen-generating equipment, and the U.S. has promised to send raw materials for the production of vaccines, as well as doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile. The White House has said that 10 million doses could be released in the coming weeks once they pass a safety check, though it's unclear how much of that batch would be sent to India. And the federal government has delayed the deadline for a new type of ID that will be required to fly. Travelers will need a driver's license or state ID card that is Real ID compliant beginning on May 3, 2023, in order to fly domestically. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is a company who's been saving people money across America for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own or drive, including your homeowners and renters insurance policies. Now, they'll cover your car, the truck you're driving, your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, and they can also bundle your homeowner's policy or renter's insurance with the automobile coverage that you have, and you'll save even a bunch more money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can either find out who your local agent is, or you can get a quote right there on the website, whatever works for you. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And maybe you'll find out what I found out 17 and a half years or so ago, and that is that they've saved me money ever since, and I'm very happy with them and recommend them to anybody. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What I want to do to wrap up this John Kerry thing is explain a little something here, and I'm going to do it this way. GOP Senator Tom Cotton wants to question Kerry about these claims in a closed hearing. While Senators Dan Sullivan, Republican of Alaska, and Rick Scott, our senator in Florida, and Marsha Blackburn, the Republican senator in Tennessee, have all urged Kerry to consider resignation. Now, the problem with all of this is to get it heard by a committee or to get it heard on the floor of the Senate or the House, they would have to have the permission, because they control the football, of either Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer to do that, and they're just not going to do that.
They're not going to do that, not in any universe we can think of at this point, but that doesn't change the fact that the American people deserve to have this kind of thing run down, to find out about it,
yep,
and to get to the bottom of it, because it's not funny. It's certainly not something that can be simply left up to, well, doesn't matter, he's a Democrat, we're not going to look into it. It actually speaks volumes, Captain, about the Democrat leadership.
Now, the new census numbers and the congressional seats being changed, New York losing a seat and California losing a seat. And by the way, New York is threatening to sue over all of this because they just don't understand how they could possibly lose a seat. And again, this is the nature of Governor Cuomo, who doesn't understand that it's his own policy that have caused people to leave New York State and go elsewhere.
Well, exactly right. And you see, this is one of those things where people look around and they say they understand why people are leaving California. They understand why people are leaving New York. It is obvious. But yet here comes Governor Cuomo talking about how, well, this was a Trump administration. They scared away undocumented immigrants. Is basically the argument I understand he's making. And, you know, that just isn't going to hold a lot of water. Unfortunately, he's trying to deflect, as you said, from these policies that have caused these powerhouse states to fall so far. And, you know, people just have to make different decisions with their life. And they're moving around because they can't stand it anymore.
All right. Well, we've got our Professor Emeritus up in Indiana on the line. Let's go see what he's up to. Dan the Man, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I picked up when I called. You guys were talking about Senator Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came on, you're talking about Cuomo. So I probably missed something in between. But Cuomo fits right into my topic of discussion. Yeah. What Kerry did was treasonous, period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, another slime ball that somehow does not have a noose around his neck. You know, whether it's Comey or McCabe or Kerry, now you're talking about Cuomo. There's how does a sleaze ball like Cuomo get out, become president of the Governors Association for COVID?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a sleazeball.
By the way,
that's
he's running.
Why the American people are so frustrated.
He's
with
running.
Government.
He's running the meetings that Joe Biden's not even calling into.
I'll give Trump credit on this much. When he did have a COVID meeting, he was there. The vice president was there. The surgeon general. I mean, all the top heads. They're just sending staffers to this, so they're not even taking it serious.
Uh huh.
So that tells you everything you want to know right there about how they really think this COVID stuff is. If it's supposedly the next black plague, they're not treating it like it.
Well,
Harris, I don't even know what Kamala Harris is even doing.
Well, she's not going to the border. She's having Zoom calls.
Yeah, that's an easy way out of doing nothing. But. No, the whole thing with Kerry just stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one thing, it's just this outfit, you know, it bullies allies, it bullies friends, or it just completely forgets who they are. And, you know, we're going to pay a price for this.
Yep.
Before too much longer. And I mean, we're going to get a black eye, kind of like the 9/11. Like, where did that punch come from? And I think they're going to all coordinate. You know, Putin's going to go in Ukraine about the time Z blockades Taiwan. And I'm always surprised on that level because, you know, you might not have the military yet to invade Taiwan, but they certainly got a Navy that can blockade that island.
Yeah.
And they got an Air Force to close down their international airport, which could bring that country to its knees real quick. And with Biden in the White House, He's not going to send in the Pacific Fleet on this.
Well, what do you think he would have done had we had our Coast Guard cutter get captured by the three Iranian gunboats? And you can't tell me they weren't thinking about that.
They probably were thinking about it, but I think that cutter was a little more than they could handle.
Yeah, but the cutter had a big brother in just over the horizon in a Navy destroyer that came to its aid and started opened up itself.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Coast Guard's a pretty tough bunch. I don't think they were going to. They weren't in one of those little motorboats that the Iranians float around in there harassing people. But, I'm like you. I don't understand the whole fixation with Iran. Reagan was fixated on it. The first Bush was fixated on it. Clinton, everybody wants diplomatic relations with Iran. And I'm thinking, what do they have that we really need now?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
All right. Well,
but anyway, that was my 2 cents for the night. I think you guys are doing a tremendous job, and just keep the good work up.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
All right, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Well, Kyle, what do you want to say?
Well, no, I appreciate everything Dan was talking about, and that's right. What can we get from Iran? In other words, we need to be containing the Iranian regime. We can get a lot more from Iran if Iran was able to return to the days where people in Iran were able to live the kind of life they wanted to live. They weren't under the heel of the regime there and so forth. So there is hope for the future, but right now we have to deal with reality with Iran. And by the way, Captain, can you imagine the policies in Iran right now? I can't imagine that we're not hearing about this, especially from the left in this country, about the treatment of various groups, especially women in Iran. I mean, this is big time stuff.
Well, the big time stuff is also going to be what's going to happen in Afghanistan to the women over there. Think about this for a minute. We have a lot of westernized women over in Afghanistan right now. And if I were those women in Afghanistan, I would seriously be thinking about getting the heck out of the country before things got too bad, because the Taliban themselves are not going to want to have those women while going around with their Western ideas, teaching the young ladies and even the men there about some things that they don't want them to know about.
Well, that is exactly right. That's exactly right. And unfortunately, I fear the worst for a lot of people in that region. We want to be able to export good ideas as much as we can, and stand with people who are looking to improve their lives and enjoy the same kind of basic self-determination that we enjoy.
Yep. And again, folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report's on schedule for us. But we may have a little bit of extra time to talk about the census and the data there and how that's going to change the scheme of things and the power balance of power in the House. Because I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind that the Republicans aren't going to take control of the House in 2022 the way things look right now, especially the way the Democrats are trying to do business. It just isn't going to work. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, pretty lady. Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the big old billboard up there, you see their lights on the truck stop lit up, pull on in there, check them out. And by the way, all you got to do is tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you could get in there and get yourself a free cup of coffee. Just mention us, and you will get just exactly that, a free cup of coffee. But in the meantime, make sure that you become a member of the Drivers Club, because you will get points for the fuel that you buy at the fuel island, for the food that you buy indoors, and for whatever you buy in the truck stop, in the trucker's store there. And you can save a lot of money on down the line, save those points, and use it for what you want for Christmas time or birthdays or whatnot. And there you go. All righty, we're going to get some music started right now. This is from 1979.
Yeah.
Fever. Kyle, how long has it been since you heard that one?
Well, it's been a little while since I've heard it, but I do remember it very well. And Ted Nugent created probably one of the most iconic guitar riffs with that, you know, guitar intro for Cat Scratch Fever, and it still sounds great today, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, and I'll go with you with that one. All righty, well, here we go, folks, because we've got severe thunderstorms that may produce damaging wind gusts, large hail, and isolated tornadoes today and Wednesday through tonight, primarily across the central and southern plains. Critical fire weather conditions are forecast today over the southern high plains and a portion of New England. Excessive rainfall may produce areas of flash and river flooding Wednesday from Texas into the Midwest. We got a lot of rain right now that's up there along I-40 and I-44 towards St. Louis and then I-64 going east out of there. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Thankfully, we have a pretty quiet map in the west tonight. So if you're trucking across the highways and byways, relax and listen to the Captain's America as we go along through the night here.
Unless you're going through Denver.
Well, I was just going to say exactly right. We do have a winter storm warning in the Denver Fort Collins area. Also, that means that we're going to have heavy snow in the area, possibilities of that at the higher elevations through about Wednesday afternoon, we understand. But we also understand, too, Captain, tonight, that along Colorado Route 72, near mile marker 32, there's been a massive rock slide that's closed the road in that area, and this was brought about by heavy rain and snow. It's in an area referred to as the Narrows, and so that's going to be, you have to be rerouted around that, but hopefully the special rock crews will get that taken care of hopefully sometime on Wednesday.
Yeah, and up there in Wyoming, by the way, Elk Mountain and over towards Laramie, up on the higher elevations, you've got some snow up there, too. It might get a little interesting up on top of Elk Mountain tonight by the looks of things. Now, we do have some severe weather. We've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all the way from I-10 and I-20, the junction down there around Port Stockton, up through Pecos, up into Midland, over towards Wichita Falls. So as a matter of fact, this is typical Tornado Alley stuff that we're looking at right now with the severe thunderstorm warnings and the flood watches and warnings all through there. Now, once you get up through Wichita Falls and you get up into the central part of Oklahoma, then we've got a lot of rain, just plain rain. Now, that may change as the day progresses and things warm up. If you're going up towards Oklahoma City, up I-35 from Texas, when you get up to Oklahoma City, I-40 going east towards Arkansas, you're going to be in rain all the way to Fort Smith. And if you're going out of Tulsa and Oklahoma City on I-44 up into Missouri, you're going to be in rain all the way to St. Louis. That rain will continue across the southern part of Illinois, Effingham, Illinois, to be specific. And if you're coming out on I-64 out of St. Louis over to the east, you'll be in it over into Kentucky. Now, that rain is going to continue to move along a little bit, so you'll have that for the next day or two if you're going east. And that's pretty much what things are looking like right now. Other than that, I don't see anything really to bother you except maybe down in the Keys in Florida, the Key West area. There seems to be some wind down there. That's about it. So, Kyle, we've got a pretty quiet night except for all the rain and the thunderstorms.
Well, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, as the weather goes, it will change at some point. We'll bring it all to you. But, of course, don't forget, pull into the Pilot and Flying J that sponsor the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Exactly. And get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and take advantage of maybe you want some food or, you know, want to get a shower or something like that. All of that's available to you there. And don't forget you can get your laundry down there, too, so you can keep everything ship shining, shiny safe. Now, let's talk a little bit, since we've got time, about the new census data, how it's going to change the balance of power in the House. It hasn't been a massive change of any sort, but we have got some states. Texas has picked up 2 electoral votes. They're talking about the fact that because it's a Republican state legislature, they'll be able to gerrymander them in a way to where they can manipulate whatever. And in Florida, we're gaining 1 seat. And I heard yesterday, much to the chagrin of a lot of the Democrats, over in the blue area of I-4, which is around Orlando, that we might see another seat put up in that area somewhere to try to split things up and maybe make it a little redder across Orlando.
Well, you know, Captain, Nancy Pelosi is dealing with a very small margin right now.
3 seats.
Very small margin.
3
exactly.
Seats.
So they absolutely must be going insane trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to deal with all this, because they know as they're heading towards 2022 that they could be in for a real bad night on election night, as it were. And this is just going to make things even worse. But here's the ironic thing. I don't think that they're going to pull back from the unpopular kinds of policies and divisiveness that they've been promoting since day one of the Biden administration, basically, and the new Congress. Who knows what we might see in 2022 in terms of Republican majority. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but again, the Democrats keep doing what they're doing. It could be some real changes coming.
Yeah, and normally what you see during a midterm election is there's anywhere some 20 to 30 seats that get flipped around, and you might see even more than that this time around, but we'll see, because a lot of people are going to be very upset when their tax bills come in here the end of the year and even next year into 2022 when they see what's going to happen there with the price of goods and services and tax and whatnot. It's just not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. As we were talking about before, the inflation that we're already seeing is going to be exacerbated. It's not going to be more stimulus or anything like that. It's going just to be pain, I think.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we come back with hour number 2. Got a lot more stuff to talk about. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the Andrew Brown Jr. Independent autopsy that was revealed yesterday. Plus, they still want to see the body cam videos. Now, this guy was not a clean little old boy. He was into a lot of bad stuff. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.